Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
That faith which is delivered to the saints is built on the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. This was no mere apparent resurrection, for there was no body left in that tomb. This body with which he rose was no cloud of vapors, but a real body that could be touched and felt, one in which he ate with his disciples and ascended into heaven, and shall so come again. The resurrection of the saints' bodies takes place according to the power of God, and none in men. And God hath both raised up the Lord, and will also raise us up by his own power. The resurrection of the bodies of the saints is the final testimony and demonstration of the grace of God. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raiseth the dead. The resurrection of the saints' bodies takes place because Christ has purchased it. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the firstfruits of them that slept. All of the benefits of the sons of God are those which are bought and paid for by the blood of the Lamb. He has demonstrated his redemptive work by being the leader of his sheep. He is our example. The resurrection of the saints' bodies takes place because the gift of eternal life has already been given to them. It is impossible that anything which is eternal should ever perish. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Adam was barred from the garden so that he could not eat of the tree of life and live forever. All that Adam lost has been restored in Jesus Christ, and we have eaten his flesh and drank his blood. He is the tree of life. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?